I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show, and I am so thrilled to have my next guest with us. We have Liz Fisher, who is the founder of Lava. She's actually the chief growth officer as well as the founder. Lava makes delicious dairy-free plant-based yogurt using a very interesting ingredient, pili nuts. And Liz decided to take the plunge into starting Lava after having her own health scare. To heal, she started creating her own yogurt in her blender, her kitchen blending. Sound familiar, right? That good old kitchen with coconut milk. And the result was unlike anything she'd ever tasted before. So she decided to try her hand at launching her terrific product and bringing it to so many others. She's no stranger to the natural food industry, having worked and supported other entrepreneurs and many known brands, including Pirate's Booty, Larabar, Horizon Organic, and Kavita. I can't wait to speak with her to hear all about her journey, her wisdom, her lessons, any tips, all that kind of stuff. So without further ado, welcome, Liz.
Thank you, Kara. I'm delighted to talk to you.
So excited for you to join us here today. So let's start at the beginning, or I should say, first of all, what is Lava? How do you describe it to people?
The product descriptor is dairy-free pili nut yogurt.
Okay, wonderful.
So it is a cultured alternative to an animal milk yogurt, but it is 100% vegan, plant-based.
Amazing. And is there anybody else in your category that is doing this now?
Lots of other people in our category.
Whenever people ask me that in beverage, I say our competition is every beverage on the shelf, right? But is anybody doing your category?
Well, I very carefully pulled us out of coconut. There are a number of coconut alternatives and, of course, So Delicious, which is Danone, and Silk have been making coconut alternative for as long as they've been in existence, so over 30 years. But it is really just a tiny segment of the broader yogurt category, $7 billion US category. So it's about 4%.
Wow. Okay. You started Lava. What led you to the creation? I read that you had a health scare.
I totally did, but I have been in the food industry my whole career, and I've had a respectable career and love it, and it's been good to me. But just on the way to work one day, I was actually running to catch a train to go to a meeting with my Pirates team. And I had a little pinch. And boom, 2 weeks later, I had full-on ovarian cancer. I was in the system. And I thought I was the healthiest person I knew. But that journey really did lead me to a change in my diet, a dramatic change in my diet, which I thought was pretty great, was plant-based, super clean. But I had a very high complex carb diet, and I moved to a very low carbohydrate diet and changed the way I was making energy. So it was the first time I heard the word keto. I didn't know what it was, never heard of it. I was very much of my generation women, fat on the side, calorie conscious, scale weight conscious, and didn't think of food really as fuel, as energy. So here I am taking blood samples, making energy out of fat, not glucose. So looking at cancer along with other metabolic diseases, as a metabolic disease and not a genetic one. And I was just eating so much fat, very, very difficult psychologically. It doesn't work unless you get enough fat. So, and I wanted to keep it plant-based and I wanted to keep it clean. So avocado, coconut, lots and lots of macadamia nut, and literally could not eat another one. Macadamia nut, just put it down, no more. And I found the peely nut, which nobody had ever heard of. I hadn't heard of it. Here's a little
piece of it. Yeah, I had never heard of it before.
And yet it's indigenous to Southeast Asia, grows off as it has for centuries, requires only rainwater to grow. And that really is the source of the name lava. It grows in volcanic soil. So there's the V. There's a reason it wasn't in the U.S. So from a supply chain discovery and vetting, it was a journey. Many journeys, many trips to Southeast Asia and vetting the supply chain, making certain we had enough to scale, and certainly bringing a new ingredient to the U.S. Took some doing and a considerable amount of capital. But we did it, and it's an incredible regenerative growing story.
I love it. Now, when did you actually start?
My last, let's see, I raised money about a year before we came to market. Our first cases hit the shelf in 2018 in a couple hundred stores out of Northeast, a Brooklyn-based company. I got the call from Whole Foods Global. They wanted us into all stores at the Q3 2019. It was shortly after the Amazon acquisition, and it had been a dream come true. So we said yes. And we scaled to support that launch. And then 5 months later, we were just hitting that tipping point because slightly premium priced, definitely scaling a whole food product commercially without any processing aids or fillers or sugar and really not even water. So it was this whole food value proposition, really nutritionally rich. We were just hitting that point where it was sweet without sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know a little bit about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard to do because how taste is such a, you know, instinct and emotion and intellect all meets together and how people experience it, the creaminess, the right thickness. And of course, that was really driven by this, the nutritional profile of the peely nut, which is super neutral and buttery and actually performs like butterfat.
Oh, so interesting.
So we were hitting on all cylinders after about 5 months, and then literally the truck stopped in March 2020, and small brands got deprioritized. Sadly, truck space was at a premium.
When you say truck space, so you're not talking about your containers that you're bringing, because other people have had those issues where, you know, bringing in containers from outside of the country and things like that were really
no. That happened year two of the pandemic,
yep,
where all the boxes were parked, you know, in the port of
right.
Long Beach. You know, it's like I can see the coconut water. We just can't use it.
You can't use it. Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm talking about when you're primed to do a promotion and you load your distributor.
Right.
So cases in the building, not coming out of the building.
Oh, so frustrating. That's crazy. So you were supporting other entrepreneurs for many, many years. And now you became a founder, right? You're the chief growth officer of the company. This is your idea that you are taking to market and scaling it to become a reality. How different is that?
Well, I always did my job as if my brand were my own, you know, probably to a fault. So if I could take that back, I would have held a little back in the tank. But, you know, it's the work. The work is the art. The work is who we are, and it's hard.
Yeah.
But from a day-to-day execution of, am I doing the best job possible today for to build my brand and to get to that end shopper? Because that's who I'm trying to get to. These are the people who are like, oh my God, jaw dropping, tears. Look what I found in Ahold in West Virginia. You know, look at what I found on the grocery store, this quality, nurturing, delicious food that is healing me and my family. You know, I mean, we've gotten the letters and, you know, that's why I've come back to fight the fight and continue.
Funding a company, especially for female entrepreneurs, can be a little bit tricky. You and I were talking a little bit about it a few minutes ago, but not impossible. Have you taken funding for your company?
Well, that's probably its own podcast, but yes, I did. I wasn't about to go into the alt dairy space without adequate capital.
Sure.
You know, I know what it is to do things on a shoestring and, you know, finding and identifying and getting to the trial. Get enough customers and customers to build your tribe, you know, was going to take investment. And I was very lucky to find a visionary investment fund. And they shared the affection for the brand positioning and the product and the unique ingredient. And so that led three raises, an A, B, and a C. And a C was a down round. It was a very difficult period. It did feel as if everything was falling apart. And I was no longer had the responsibility of the day to day. That was definitely the most painful period. And I'm happy to say that that is behind us. And so we have a new beginning. New capital raise, investors, some of whom, all of whom were part of the original first round have come back and to start basically day one.
That's terrific. So people always think that successful people, you've had an amazing career. You've helped build great companies. Now you're doing this with Lava. People always think that you know, they snap their fingers. They know how to do this. It's really easy. They never have any challenges along the way. But I'd love to hear a story in building Lava where, you know, maybe you faced a tough challenge and you got back up. You talked a little bit about this, I think, to some extent right now. But are there any others that you think you learned a lot of lessons from?
Well, we grew so quickly. And were invited to move into the beverage set with a milk and a creamer. I mean, how hard can that be, right?
Yeah,
so,
crazy.
You know, I mean, incredible brands that took a long period of time to propagate and have a huge following and were sandwiched between them with this little milk and this little creamer. And trying to support it, and nobody's in the stores, you know, and then and it was a very different production and managing of those different categories, very different than yogurt. I mean, basically, we ran out of money and we're going to fold. And so then I voted to fold. We had uncovered every stone and tried to build a case for the brand positioning, especially around culinary medicine, really healing food, nutrition. So I'm quite passionate about that as food-based healthcare. I think that is the future. And many, many shoppers have already gone off-road and are reinventing themselves through fitness and not just food, but the pillars of first being a healthy animal. But food is very much one of those pillars. I do think there is tremendous growth that for something that is not made with the same set of ingredients that are basically on every end cap in every grocery store in America right now. I mean, I just heard Kellogg's is posting a record year ahead for Cheetos. What we see is not what's happening. Yeah. So I'm just, we need to be patient. So the lesson learned is everything falls apart and you think it's over. As long as you're breathing, it's not over.
Yeah.
And there's great healing happening underneath the surface. It's not visible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good insight into sort of what's going on overall. So what have you enjoyed most about being a founder and entrepreneur?
Well, the value proposition was taking something that happened in Benchtop, which was really just these whole food ingredients that meat, they metamorphosize into something else. But it was really on revealing the perfection that was already there, if you will. And that was the aspiration. And then going into a commercial production setting where you're scaling. And the first time we put the probiotic is called inoculation, where you put in these living organisms, these good gut buddies, but they are living, healthy bacteria that live in a low pH product, which is cultured foods. And they just lit up in the cup like never before seen. And I wouldn't have known that. I'd never made yogurt before. It's incredibly scientific, incredibly precise, and not a lot of experts. I mean, you can press a button and add a bunch of water and fillers and gums and stabilizers, and you can almost get something that's sort of kind of, but that's not what lava's about. It's more like a hummus. You know, it's a whole food, but it's cultured, but it's totally not a hummus. Anybody listening, it's totally a yogurt and is super creamy and delightful. So hope you'll try it.
Yeah, no, I love it. Well, we'll have all of the info in the show notes. And Liz, it was so great to hear all of your wisdom and lessons and hear more about lava. And I know that everyone is going to go out and find it. Now it's available nationwide. Like I said, we'll have all the info in the show notes. Thank you again.
Take care.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. Please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my book, Undaunted, which I share my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks everyone for listening. Have a great rest of the week and goodbye for now. Before we sign off, I want to talk to you about fear. People like to talk about fearless leaders, but achieving big goals isn't about fearlessness. Successful leaders recognize their fears and decide to deal with them head on in order to move forward. This is where my new book, Undaunted, comes in. This book is designed for anyone who wants to succeed in the face of fear, overcome doubts, and live a little undaunted. Order your copy today at undauntedthebook.com and learn how to look your doubts and doubters in the eye and achieve your dreams. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free case of Hint Water. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Send me a tweet at Kara Golden and let me know. And if you like what you heard, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Thanks for listening.